This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ethiopian government forces began an offensive to capture the regional capital of the northern Tigray region Saturday. This is according to diplomats in direct contact with residents, as well as the leader of the Tigray forces. The head of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, told Reuters News in a text message that Mekele was under heavy bombardment and that the Ethiopian military is using artillery in the assault. The diplomat said explosions were reported in the north of the city. A second diplomat also said the attack had begun. And a spokeswoman for the prime minister's office said that the safety of Ethiopians in Mekele and the region continues as a priority for the federal government. Claims from all sides, though, are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since fighting began 3 weeks ago between government forces and the TPLF. The government gave the TPLF an ultimatum last Sunday to lay down arms or face an assault on their capital city of 500,000 people. The ultimatum expired on Wednesday. Tigrayans, who make up about 6% of Ethiopia's 115 million population, dominated the government until Abiy took power 2 years ago. Sudan needs 150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing its border from conflict-stricken Tigray. The UN Refugee Agency said Saturday during a visit to the camp, Sudan has since hosted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees fleeing from the intense fighting into one of its most impoverished regions. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.